Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
I think 80% of people would say prom night was overrated.
I would probably say that percentage is higher.
Would you say prom night was overrated?
100%. Considering I skipped one of them, not worth it.
No.
Same. Absolutely overrated.
Overrated. So let's prove it to you today.
All right. So Burt Show listeners, 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. You're going to match the prom story to the Burt Show member.
We got some drama at the prom, man.
Uh-huh. So you're going to call up, and if you can accurately match the prom story to the correct Burt Show member, we will send you a Burt Show swag bag. So again, 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
God, there's so much build up for that day, man. You start thinking about it like months in advance when you're a junior or a senior, right? And then that night, it just never lives. It's for me like New Year's Eve is adult prom.
Yes. It's all this hype just to get drunk off of one Smirnoff Ice and grind in front of your teachers to get low.
I want to wake up and pay rent.
All right, so can you match the Burt Show prom drama with the Burt Show member, 1-855-BURT-SHOW? While you guys are calling, let's get you caught up because it is follow-up Friday. Thursday, Friday. Yeah. I don't know.
Don't you just got everybody's hopes up right. So high?
Do you want to hear a really quick story? So I'm in the gym the other day, and my friend Scott is working on bench, and I see him lifting, and he says hey to me, and I look at him, and I could just, you know how you could tell sometimes people are just super tired. Dude's got no energy at all. And I'm like, dude, are you all right? We're talking for about 30 seconds. Are you all right? And he goes, yeah, man, I just got to be honest with you. Come Friday, I'm just exhausted. And I said to him, you realize it's Tuesday.
Oh, damn. My man, tight.
He's like, wow. Yeah, so today is follow-up Thursday. And we had this dude on a couple of weeks ago that had confessed to us that he had never, ever asked a girl out face-to-face before.
So Ryan called in admitting he had never asked out a woman in person. So we challenged him to step up, and he did. After two drinks, he'd built up the courage to approach a woman. So the first woman had rudely rejected him before he could even introduce himself properly, totally embarrassing him in front of her friends. So as Ryan was leaving, discouraged, he made eye contact with another woman. Despite feeling low, he decided to try again with a different approach. He waited 20 minutes, gave her a compliment, and then started a conversation. They vibed, and she gave him her number. And last we had heard, the two were going on a date the following weekend.
The update. Hi, guys. Sorry it took so long to give you an update. First of all, thank you for your guidance. I actually don't think I would have ever asked a girl out in real life had it not been for you guys pumping me up and giving me confidence. The date the weekend after we spoke went really well. We had the classic dinner and drinks, and it felt like we really hit it off. She even mentioned that she felt super encouraged and appreciative of the fact that I asked her out in person. She told me that rarely ever happens anymore, and it seemed like it definitely gave me a big boost in perception. Everything went great that first date. Not to be too ungentlemanly, but we did share a kiss.
Okay.
And I locked down a second date for that week. It was on the second date that things went a little south. She let me know that she has two cats, which is totally cool. I'm not anti-cat lady or anything, but unfortunately, I am extremely allergic. I actually thought it would be cool because her cats are actually hairless cats. Yes, that's weird, but no hair, no allergies, right? Wrong. Second date went equally well, and for the third, she invited me back to her place. I took hella Zyrtec, and showed up obviously very excited that evening. Well, it didn't work out. Even though she corralled her cats away, I guess their dander touched everything in her place, and I was feeling uncomfortable all night. Guess what? A runny nose and hives are not sexy. Well, after that date, I knew we just weren't meant to be. She was really cool, but I wasn't going to ask her to get rid of basically her children. We parted amicably, and though I have yet to ask another girl out in real life, I do feel like I have the confidence to do it again, and that's thanks to y'all. Thanks again, Ryan.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
End of story.
He got out there. He did it. Now he just has to find somebody who doesn't have cats.
Uh-huh. Cat rejection is just redirection, man.
Save that. All right, Kristen. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of drama when it comes to proms on this show.
Yep. So since it is prom season, I was just in Alpharetta a couple weekends ago at a tavern. And there at the booth next to us were three couples, six high schoolers, the girls all decked out in their prom dresses and their corsages, even though now I see like they do bouquets. Is the bouquet a thing now?
I think that's becoming more popular, which is weird because I thought the bouquet was more of an old tradition. Like I thought the corsage was like the new age bouquet, but now I guess bouquets are the way to go.
A couple of weeks ago went for the very last time prom tux rental shopping with my kid. And while I walked in there, you can just tell the seniors from the freshmen, man. There's such a difference in that age. And the parents on that very first year are so excited to be helping their kids out. And then us senior parents are just like, yeah, it's the last one. And we're just sad. But you see it everywhere now.
All right. So we have Lindsay, Danielle, and Christy on the line. I'm going to read the four prom stories that I have. You are going to select which one you feel you can confidently match to a Burt Show member. All right. So prom story one, I had a super crappy car, so I saved up to rent a white Camaro for my junior prom.
Ooh, fancy.
She deserved the best. Some of these are going to make it a little easier for you to pick. You got like a 50-50 chance here. On the way out of the prom, a fellow junior also renting a car for the night smashed into the back of my rented Camaro.
Oh no.
Prom story number two. I took my best friend to prom after they got into a big fight with their partner. We both hated it and left early to find a better party. I disliked the experience so much, I didn't even bother to go to my senior prom. Prom story number three. A girl who hated me in high school tried to show me up at prom by wearing the dress she thought I was going to wear. She spent a good chunk of the night trying to get in my eyesight so I'd see her. I literally didn't care since I had a completely different dress on. Also, I looked way better in mine, LOL. And your last prom story? The plan was to lose my V card on prom night, but my best friend got too drunk and crashed in my hotel room. So instead of doing it with my prom date, I just listened to her snore as she slept on the floor.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
All right. So, Lindsay, you got four prom stories. You're going to match them to Bert, Abby, Mo, or Kristen. Which story do you want, and who are you matching it with?
I'll take story number two.
The one I took my best friend to prom, and they got into a big fight with their partner?
Yes.
All right. Who are you going to match that story to?
Abby.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, dang it.
That story belongs to Mo.
That is my story.
Do tell.
Yeah, so my junior year, my best friend was a senior. And one day she called me. She was crying because her and her boyfriend got into some big argument. I don't remember what it was about, but it was so bad that he was like, I'm not taking you to prom. And so I ended up taking her, and I went, obviously, as her best friend. But I took her instead, and we hated it. We hated the whole experience so much that we just found another random party to go to. And that experience in itself was enough for senior year. I didn't even go to prom. I didn't do any of it.
Yeah. You didn't miss anything. I'm telling you, that senior prom.
I'm seeing that now.
All right, Danielle. So Mo is out. Now you have Abby, Bert, and myself, Kristen. All right, are you going to take the Camaro story? Are you going to take the dress story? Or are you going to take the V-card story?
I think I know them all, but I'm going to go with my confidence and go with the dress and Abby because I know that's my girl.
Yeah. Congratulations.
You got it.
Yep. So I was in a pageant my junior year and I had this beautiful like gold sparkly dress. And I think the girl who hated me was in the audience that night. And I think she thought I was just going to rewear that to prom. So she wore that exact dress to prom and the whole night was like sashaying in front of me. But I had a whole new dress on. I was like, girl, what do you think? I'm going to outfit repeat for prom? Who do you think I am?
All right, Danielle, you won. Congratulations. You get what I didn't even know we had. Burt Show swag.
We do. Hang tight. All right. All right, Christy. Christy, welcome to the Burt Show. You have, I think, probably the easiest pick here. So the two stories left, and it's either going to be Burt and myself that you choose. Who has the Camaro story? Who has the V-card story?
I'm going to go with the Camaro, and I'm assuming it's Burt.
You're dang right.
I ain't renting no Camaro for prom.
I went all out, man, for Lisa Reed, man. Spent a fortune at Benihana before the prom. Rented that car, yeah, and as I'm pulling out of the prom, another junior slams right in the back of this rented Camaro. And for whatever reason, when I turned it in, they never even picked up on it.
They didn't.
And there was a nice dent in the back of that thing.
Wow.
That's a win.
All right, congratulations, Christy. You're going to get some Burt Show swag.
Woohoo!
As soon as we find some.
Yeah. There's some back in the office somewhere. So, yes, I am I'm the V-card story.
Yeah, this doesn't surprise me.
So, Jimmy Durham and I were supposed to do it at, you know, prom night.
You are so eager.
And we were staying. I remember the hotel we were staying at. I remember it was on Richmond Road there in Lexington, Kentucky. It was the Doubletree, and that's where a bunch of people were staying. And there was also a party in a room, so we were going to do that and then go back to our room and, you know, have the moment. But Amanda got wasted, and she didn't have a room, so she crashed in ours. So Jimmy and I just laid there and listened to Amanda saw logs on the floor of our hotel room.
Man.
Rather than, you know, having our moment.
Your friend V blocked you, man.
She did.
Absolutely.
Jacked up. Totally jacked up.
The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.